It is 7 a.m. and you have tuned into BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. This is your musical savior, your voice in the resistance, Steve Fox, broadcasting to all my brothers and sisters behind enemy lines, telling the fighters, hey, America, it's time to wake the F up.
We'll be right back. was in the early 1900s.
Or the mid-1900s. I would say, Captain, approximately 1960.
But where is everybody?
Readings indicate that natural deterioration has been taking place on this planet for at least several centuries.
You mean there's no one alive?
Not conclusive, Yeoman. The evidence would suggest that the distress signal is automated.
BFF.FM. BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Steve Fox is here with you again. Babies, it is another edition of Wake the F Up. Broadcasting to you live from the Citadel of Liberty, San Francisco, deep in the Republic of California. Fox, bringing you the rock and the news. Is it me or have we lost the center in this last, I'd say 10 days? Things are looking incredibly bad for President Pussy Grabber and Michael Cohen and every other co-conspirator in his circle of mobsters. It's looking desperate for them. I don't think it's crazy in the realm of possibilities to have Trump resign soon. Maybe before Memorial Day. Things are moving that quickly. We will have to wait and see. Talk more about that later. We are deep into new rock this week on Wake the F Up. We had a new one from Vendetta Red, The Circle, opening up the set with The Pandoras, also new. And something from our old friends Fortress Jumanji, right here at BFF.fm. More new stuff right now, Black Habit from Mian.
40 in the park. Check. Internet. Check. BFF.FM. Fucking check.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Idols, brand new stuff, Divide and Conquer right here on Wake the F Up. Steve Fox hanging with you. Children, we are one day closer to victory. I was talking about desperation and how I think that the center has been lost by the guy who sits in the Oval Office and all of his cronies. And here's further proof. Rudy Giuliani, this week, of course, entered the fray as yet another sort of lawyer who's working for Donald Trump. Giuliani claiming that he's going to be able to end the Mueller investigation, oh, in 1 to 2 weeks. What do you think those prosecutors are doing when they heard that? Nothing is going to end this investigation. They're going to get to the truth. Follow the facts. Sure, there's a chance Donald Trump and his family of mobsters have done nothing wrong. Sure, there's a chance. Sure, there's a chance. I am the walrus. Dead Milkman. BFF.FM.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. It was a speech to a group of self-servatives, and he said it with the extraordinary self-satisfaction that has been the only constant in these 9 months of America held hostage. I don't have a schedule, Trump said, but if I did have a schedule, I would say we are substantially ahead of schedule. Trump is indeed effing crazy. I'm setting aside policy for a moment because as mindless and as evil as the baboon's policy is, it can and will be rolled back sooner or later, and his policies all hang together if you just keep asking yourself, what would have happened here in this country if the Germans had won World War II? I'm talking about the man himself now. His brain does not work correctly. There is a myriad of possible explanations, and we have hit them all here. Congenital disease, drug use, any of a dozen post-concussion traumas, Alzheimer's, senility, lack of common sense, lack of awareness of things in the world besides himself, and endless specific emotional or psychological or intellectual incapacities, or all of these things at the same time. In March, James Comey reportedly spread the umbrella wide over the range of possible root causes. To him, Trump was, quote, outside the realm of normal, or if you prefer brevity, again quoting Comey, crazy. Exactly why that is almost irrelevant. This has been my premise since I wrote a lengthy piece for Vanity July 2016 called Could Trump Pass a Sanity Test? Spoiler alert, doesn't seem like he could. And it is reflected in my book of these commentaries, which is being published now, Trump is Effing Crazy. The title was not picked for shock value. The title was picked because Trump is effing crazy. He said he met with the president of the Virgin Islands. He is the president of the Virgin Islands. He claimed he came up with the term fake. The quote was, I guess other people have used it perhaps over the years, but I've never noticed it. This sums him up, really. Fake is a word that seems to have first been used by petty criminals in England in 1775. He never noticed it, really. Even if he meant fake news appears in a newspaper article in Cincinnati from 1890. This is not the first time this has happened. Trump claimed he had invented the phrase priming the pump relating to government intervention in the economy. It was used for that reason as long ago as 1933. The problem here is this isn't just ego. Believing you invented things that have existed since well before you were born can be a symptom of a variety of psychological disturbances. People in the untreated grip of bipolar disorder sometimes literally invent their own words and take umbrage when you don't understand what they mean, and bigly umbrage. These are, to be sure, small things. Individually, they may even be benign, but there are so many of them. He threw paper towels to the victims in Puerto Rico. But first, he had seen cans of chicken and reportedly said, quote, "Whoa, I've never seen that before. That looks kind of good. Let's start handing it out." While he was there in Puerto Rico, he was also shocked to discover that there were water purification kits. He didn't know what they were. He apparently thought the church member showing them to him was pitching him on an investment. And because an Air Force colonel there in Puerto Rico said only 20% of the drivers were showing up to deliver supplies, he was convinced, apparently still is convinced, that the Puerto Rican truckers were on strike. They're not on strike. They lost their homes, their vehicles, the roads on which they would drive to work. There's no strike. He doesn't understand any of this. Trump basically told Sean Hannity that because the stock market is up, that means he reduced the national debt. Nobody on his side has even tried to rationalize that, which is something so stupid you would hear it from a five-year-old suddenly thrown into an economics class at Harvard. No, at Wharton. Trump has been stunned to learn how many people live in other countries. He, according to the Speaker of the House, as late as June of this year, didn't know the FBI didn't work for the White House. When they put out the latest Muslim ban and took Sudan off of it, reporters asked him what Sudan had done right, and he said, this is a quote, "Well, the people, yeah, the people allowed certain countries, but we can add countries very easily, and we can take countries away." So they asked him again, what did Sudan do right? And he answered, "And as far as the travel ban is concerned, whatever it is, I want the toughest travel ban you can have." It's as if he'd been asked about Steely Dan. It's as if he lives in a different dimension and only hears vague rumors about what life is like in this one, the one the rest of us live in. He's effing crazy. Then there's the sequential stuff. Figuring out what's real and what's not in this administration is like trying to shovel smoke. But reportedly, this chain of events happened. A, Trump tells his cabinet he wants a tenfold increase in the size of the nuclear arsenal, prompting Rex Tillerson to B, call him a moron, or C, call him an effing moron, leading Trump to D, apparently challenge Tillerson to an IQ test, causing critics to E, assert Trump was undercutting his Secretary of State, ending with F, Trump insisting, "No, I didn't undercut anybody. I don't believe in undercutting people," as if the only things that happened in the world were things he intended to have happen. How many levels of crazy were there in just that one sequence of events? Policy can be undone. That is the only intelligible Trump teaching moment. He seems to have been resentful that Obama became president. He was enraged when Obama mocked him at the White House correspondents' dinner. He was vengeful after Obama proved his birtherism to be a lie and proved Trump to be a liar. So Trump ran for president, seemingly selling this country out to the Russians to get there. But he did it in the way that you or I would write a bad Yelp review or whine about an airline on Twitter. Policy can be undone. Whatever Trump does, we can fix it, unless it's nuclear war, which is why you don't give the crazy people the nuclear weapons. You've heard about the fake Renoir, right? 12 or 13 years ago, the author Tim O'Brien was traveling with Trump and saw hanging inside Trump's private jet what looked exactly like the famous painting Two Sisters on a Terrace by the French Impressionist Auguste Renoir. O'Brien said he asked Trump if it was an original Renoir, and Trump said yes. O'Brien said, "I hate to break it to you, but I grew up in Chicago, and the original hangs at the Art Institute of Chicago. In fact, they've had the original since 1933. O'Brien said Trump insisted it was the original Renoir, and the subject was dropped. O'Brien said the next day they got back on Trump's plane, and Trump inexplicably pointed to the same painting and said to him, "You know, that's an original Renoir." For years, O'Brien heard nothing further of Trump's original Renoir that wasn't original. And then Trump got elected and was interviewed at Trump Tower by 60 Minutes. And there on the wall was the copy of the Renoir. As Tim O'Brien says, quote, I'm sure he's still telling people who come into the apartment, it's an original, it's an original. Trump has to be more than just a liar to do that. Trump has to be more than just evil. Trump has to be effing crazy. Resist. Remove. Peace. So to plug the book again, I have to confess, I thought it would just be a collection of these commentaries, but I think it works as a narrative of history, like a book about the Titanic, and you actually find yourself thinking, ooh, maybe this time they won't hit the iceberg. No, they hit the iceberg.
BFF.FM. Punk rock caveman living in a prehistoric age. Desert Sessions, right here on Wake the F Up. Steve Fox hanging with you for a little while longer on this glorious Saturday morning. So, in other news, of course, this one is fucking ridiculous. The Senate squeakingly confirmed the new head of NASA, who is a politician. He's a Republican congressman. He does not believe in climate change. He's going to head the branch of government, or should I say the administration, that is actually chartered to study climate change. It's insulting. It's insulting you. It's insulting me. It's insulting your children. It's insulting all life on this planet to put that bozo in charge. Because climate change is real. The Earth is not flat. Vaccines work. We've been to the moon. The universe is expanding. Math is universal language. Chemtrails aren't real. Evolution is a fact. We're all made of stardust. Science is real. If you believe the Earth is 6,000 years old and you're listening to my voice right now, you are a fool. A fool. Science. Science is real. You keep your head straight, babies. You make sure you let everybody know. We're not going anywhere. Science is real.
Just the been with me for some time. We are well adjusted. If someone knocks at your door and they are uninvited, you can call the dogs out and show them how to bite it. We'll be right back.
BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. The Peyote Coyote. From the French Goodbye. Brand new music right here on Wake the F Up. Steve Fox, hang with you just a couple more minutes, and then it's the rest of your Saturday. Right here at the mighty, mighty BFF.FM. Label It's Up at 8, B-Side Dreams, Fractal Chambers, Hello Sunshine, Chemical X, Creep Magnet, Hang the DJ, all coming your way all day long as your weekend gets into high gear. Do not fret. Do not worry. Take action. It's what we have to do. It's what we must continue to do as we battle to keep our republic what it's supposed to be. A free, experiment of peoples. Get out there. Do what you got to do. We are one day closer to victory. Stand up. Fight back. Never give up. And resist. Fox out.
Standing on the edge.